Struck from a Great Height. Written by Bevan Catherine. Read by Momo Testic. Part 1 of the Pole Dancing AU. Reader's note. This text contains ableist and sexist language. Maybe if he stared at his computer long enough, it would do his work for him. Arthur was about 99% sure it wouldn't work, but he wasn't really suited for anything else at the moment. He'd stayed up late last night, catching up on reports, and gotten up early, about 3 hours later, to write his own. Which was, ostensibly, what he was doing now. If he could muster the energy to put his hands on the keyboard. A brief knock announced the arrival of his secretary, who breezed in without waiting for a summons. "Leon sent some papers up for you to sign," Gwen said, plopping some files onto his desk. "And Methian from Nemeth called with questions about your proposal. I took the liberty of answering them for you."
"Thank you, Gwen. You're a lifesaver."
Gwen gave him a sweet smile. "Yes, I know," she replied, and placed the sandwich she'd been carrying in front of him.
"Remind me to give you a raise," Arthur told her before attacking the food with a sudden surge of energy.
"Of course, sir," Gwen replied. She set about tidying the office while Arthur ate, making noises of disapproval when she found yesterday's crumpled suit next to the sofa again.
"All right, what is it?" Arthur asked
once he'd finished his sandwich, watching Gwen warily. Aside from being the most dependable secretary he'd ever had, ignoring the fact that she was also the only secretary he'd ever had, Gwen was also one of Arthur's closest friends. He knew she wouldn't voluntarily clean his office unless she had an end goal in mind.
"You don't have to look so cautious. It's nothing serious," Gwen told him, coming to sit in his visitor's chair. "I was just wondering if you were free on Saturday."
Arthur knew Gwen knew he was, but he appreciated her pretending he was at least partially independent.
"I should be. What for?"
"A benefit recital. One of Lance's friends is performing, and we thought you might like to join us."
"What kind of recital?" Arthur asked warily.
Gwen had a bad habit of coaxing him out of his flat on the weekends to attend various events around town, most of which made him want to gouge his eyes out within minutes. He still hadn't gotten over the god-awful polka she dragged him to, or the poetry slam. Especially the poetry slam.
"Dance. And before you ask, no, it's not a ballet. Your masculinity will remain intact," Gwen replied, rolling her eyes. "It's for breast cancer awareness. Won't you come?"
Shortly after Arthur's birth, his mother had been diagnosed with and then died from breast cancer. Ever since, the Pendragon family had been notable patrons of breast cancer research groups, which was why Arthur found himself sighing and agreeing to go to the recital. Gwen smiled.
"Great, I'll let Lance know," she said, and went to answer the phone on her desk, leaving Arthur alone once more.